This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Power Hour. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in today as your guest host. So glad you could be with us. To be going over some news and potentially joined by one of our many experts in the second hour. We'll try to also open up the phone lines in the second hour. If you do not know who I am, I used to be in this very same spot, 3 to 5 Eastern, on the Genesis Communications Network way back in the day, when we were still formulating the revolution. And it's interesting now to come back and to compare notes. What did we do 10 years ago or 15 years ago, and how did it end up today? And I'm wondering if many of you would think, we did good, Jack. This has turned out great. We have our own president, and we're fighting the deep state, and the wars are over. The police state is raveling up. Inflation is on the downturn. He has brought money back, real money back, and Congress is coining the money instead of the Federal Reserve, and we are no longer paying interest on our that hasn't happened yet. I think maybe many of you believe it might happen. I am as cynical as always. Of course, this very show, the Power Hour, is a show that I listened to, put on my 50,000-watt radio station back in the day, and when Joyce and Dave were hosting the show. And this was my morning constitution, pun intended. You have your coffee with the Power Hour back in the morning, and you could learn everything that the mainstream media, the fake news media, doesn't tell you. And obviously the fake news has gotten much worse. Listening to some of the other syndicated radio shows this morning, all the talk is about guns. Is that what we should be talking about for the next 2 hours? Are you pro-gun? Are you anti-gun? Who is pro-gun? Who is anti-gun? What does that actually even mean? And generally, of course, what you hear on syndicated radio, on your local radio stations, what we call them, Rush Limbaugh, Mr. Rush Limbaugh, is just how bad the liberals are and how the liberals want to take your guns. And, of course, on the other side, from the so-called liberals, the Democrats, what do you hear? The guns are, and the NRA are terrorizing America. Our kids are dying, and something must be done. Both sides using the debate for their own political agendas. And that is obviously a huge heads up. We want to be able to look at something like that that is all-encompassing, where you're not even able to use your social media without being drawn into some kind of a phony debate to try to get behind the curtain and figure out, well, what is it that they don't want me to be talking about? So number one, when we are talking about any kind of mass shooting or any kind of a debate, whether it be on guns or whether it be abortion or whether it be gay marriage, I generally have called these in the past, you know, issues of vomit politics. We have to be very careful not to be drawn into it. And it's hard because this is a very divisive issue. And we're talking about the issue of firearms, we're talking about a constitutional issue. Unfortunately, many people read the Constitution in a way that is compatible to their own belief systems. People are looking for confirmation bias on all sides, and that is another thing that we want to be very careful of. So we'll be going over that, catching up on some news today, and also I'd love to get some input from you guys. As we turn on the phones, I think we'll be doing that here in the second hour. I host the Jack Blood Show. It is a weekly show on American Freedom Radio. Am I not supposed to promote the other network? Just find me, Google me at Jack Blood, and you'll, or whatever you do. Is it Google that the kids do these days? Is it frog pile or dog pile, whatever works for you. Just know that absolutely everything that you search for is recorded in database for your safety. Another thing that has changed, I guess we could say, through the Trump presidency, but simply just put my name in any search engine. You can find everything that we do and our website, jackbloodshow.com, where we have several articles. Our newsletter, of course, obtainable over at jackblood@hotmail.com. That's how you find out about us and support us. And you can get some in-depth analysis on a month-by-month basis on what we should be focusing on. So I had this debate last night with a friend, and, you know, my friends come up to me, and thankfully they still respect my opinion enough to ask me, you know, well, what do you think about guns? And my first issue is I'm not getting drawn into this because we know what the predisposition is. You can see it in somebody's eyes. You can understand by the inflection of a question that potentially you might be being set up. And as we know today, everything is just so divisive. It's the old divide and rule or divide and conquer tactic. So as long as the Republicans and the Democrats, or as we call them, the Demopublicans and the Republicrats, are having us face off and fight each other, we don't ask the right questions or go in the right directions or find out about all the little insidious things that might be happening that actually have an effect on our everyday life. Yeah, does gun ownership, does the protection of our children at public schools? Interesting, this is a point a lot of people have made, that all the shootings seem to take place at public facilities, as I guess some would refer to them as the soft targets, not so much private schools, not charter schools. You never actually hear of a homeschooling facility or location being shot up. I think some of you might be listening now going, Jack, you know, it's the homeschoolers that are doing the shooting. What are you talking about? No, that's actually nor here nor there and cannot be proven. But you get drawn into these debates. And it is soul-sucking. And we should all understand by now there's almost no way to get through to people that have controlled belief systems. So if we're talking about firearm, we're talking firearm ownership, or we're talking about a constitutional right. We're talking about the size of government. We're talking about, are there any more governments? And is it just one big global corp rollerball movie that we're living in this, what is now the dystopian society that we were warned about so many decades ago? As long as we're having the right debate, we'll make progress. But the controlled belief system is a mighty, mighty thing. And many scientists have done work on this and found out that, you know, this is literally kind of a, if you excuse the expression, kind of a reptilian fight or flight response. That it is embedded deep in your cerebral cortex. And this can be done through vast programming. And so many of our friends and family and coworkers and neighbors, people we associate with on social media, live, and hopefully you do not, live in a kind of a bubble where they're only seeking out and getting the news that confirms the bias that they already have, which then reinforces these controlled belief systems. And you know somebody's going to have a controlled belief system when you can't even have a common sense debate with them. As I'm setting up what we're going to be talking about on the show today, you cannot even have a sensible, common sense, adult debate with the people you communicate with because the anger immediately emotes given the subject matter. So if somebody truly wants to understand why we might need an AR-15 or want one or what role these type of firearms play in society, they're going to have to come to that discussion with an open mind. So last night I was having this discussion with one of my friends, and I did not go into, I did not take the bait. I did not go into why it's the Second Amendment, what the Second Amendment actually means. Why when, for instance, in Hurricane Katrina, when there's a mass disaster and the stores all close and you're one of the only people that have food or water or provisions or supplies, that you might become a target and might need to protect your family. That is a very real situation, a very real scenario that could happen in your city at any time. So instead of doing that, I try to point out that we are being forced into a phony debate and ask the question always, who benefits? We'll go over the shooting a little bit here in the next segment, and then we'll definitely cover news, and I want to get, you know, your opinion on all of this. Who benefits from this debate that is surrounding us on all sides? And, you know, it's a funny thing. Fear is a prime motivator. Fear, again, embeds that control belief system into so many of the people that we talk to on an everyday basis. Try talking to your family. Somebody said the other day that the internet or social media has become, you know, your uncle at Thanksgiving dinner. And that's why I hope people are leaving in droves, because I don't think the effect has been particularly positive for all of us. But who benefits? And you look at the fundraising motivation for the Demopublicans and the Republicrats, or organizations like the NRA, who I was a front row seat witness to completely selling out the Constitution on guns and pretty much underscoring or endorsing almost any gun control that's ever down the pike. The last one that we fought was years ago. I fought on this very station with H.R. 2640, or the Nixon Improvement Act of 2007. And if you remember, we were having an election at that time. A young cousin, Barry Obama, was running for president against John McCain. And we contacted both of the pending administrations, and both of them were for the Nixon Improvement Act, which basically said that if you're a mental deficient, perhaps even a returning war veteran with PTSD, seeking any kind of help, that that person, your psychiatrist, your counselor, whoever you've gone to seek that mental help, would have to, in a sense, turn you in. And at that point, you would automatically lose your Second Amendment right, lose your right to legally own a firearm, and that adjudication would come through as fast as you can blink your eyes, and getting it undone would be very expensive and very time-consuming. And so, therefore, we had nicknamed it the Veterans Disarmament Act. However, now looking back, of course, as we know, George Bush signed it. So now looking back, what do we find? And that is that after all this time and after all these laws, none of them are actually being followed through on and implemented. In fact, now the suggestion is more laws, and the more laws coming from your Republican president, which is exactly what we predicted here last year. We'll be right back after this. Stay with us. It's the Power Hour.
Gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at usgoldcoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, thepowermall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new ThePowerMall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded, with hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Again, I'm Jack Blood. As always, your radio gun. I'm sitting in for Daniel today. Appreciate you guys being here. I know they moved the time, so I'm hoping that a lot of people will re-find the show over here and will be dedicated listeners to the Power Hour. It's just a huge part of radio history and certainly something I would never want to see fade out. So you got to support the things that you love. And one way to support the Power Hour and keep it going is by going to the Power Mall. Right now, I know that they have a good deal for you guys. If you're buying $150 worth of stuff from the Power Mall, you get a 15% discount off your next purchase, which if you're buying a lot of stuff could save you a lot of money. Very important. Go to the Power Hour Power Mall and support the radio shows that you like, because if you don't, they could go away. And we've seen this happen many, many times. In fact, my career is littered with shows that couldn't be sustained for one reason or whatever. And I think, you know, people sometimes when you give them the warning, they don't hear it. They think it's just normal beating the bushes and passing the hat. But if you really get something out of it, and in this society, we got to vote for our dollars with our dollars. And that is, you know, your most important vote. If you're getting value from something, support that. And that goes the other way. If you're not getting value from something, don't support it. If something is oppressing you, and we can look at, Goldman Sachs, for instance, you know, then we need to find a way to not support them and be educated on how we spend our money. We make our money with our life force, and so where we get that and then put it is really a huge determination on what kind of a society we're going to live in. So as always, I just remind you to vote with your money and go to the Power Mall right now and support this show and then support it and by telling people about it, of course, that's always extremely important. We were talking a little bit about this, the gun debate, not so much about guns, but about the gun debate. And asking the question, when you see these all-encompassing debates that you can't get away from, some of your friends are extremely angry and anti-gun, want everybody disarmed, and they'll start and do it any way they possibly can. And, of course, other of your friends and maybe yourself, especially if you're listening to this show, extremely Second Amendment, do not want your guns taken, and they'd have to pry them from your cold, dead hands. And so both sides are extremely immovable. But this creates a lot of tension and puts us in opposite camps. Not that we should ever be in a camp, but if we have to put a label on it, let's face the facts. Some of us are in more advanced camps with beautiful views, and some of us are still back in the woods somewhere. But if you find yourself in an opposite camp from the people that you work with, that you live with, and that you love with, that you live next to, that are in your family, it's going to be extremely stressful for your relationship. And so why do people do this? Why are we sucked into these debates? And why is fear used pretty much on both sides in order to evoke these responses from us? And the answer is very simple. I was just getting at it. Voting with your money. They want your money. So as I mentioned before, we had a huge problem with the NRA and H.R. 2640, the Nixon Improvement Act of 2007. They were endorsing that. They endorsed the Brady Bill. Why do people support the NRA when there are so many great gun organizations that I think stick to the basics and hopefully don't use fear in order to get your donations? This is the same thing I get. Of course, I'm on the mailing list for all the parties. And all the politicians, somebody sold my name. We won't mention any names. And I get everybody's mail of why I should donate to their cause. And fear is almost always used. And I think this is where the Democrats are really going to go off the rail. I mean, this is a perfect example. And maybe they learned this from the Libertarian Party, folks. This is a perfect example of snatching, and it's going to horrify some of you, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Already in all the special elections in the last several months, Democrats have won them all. Even in Republican territories, there was an election win in Kentucky just a couple of days ago. So the Democrats are on the rise. And again, that could be a horrifying thought to some of us. And what is the one thing they can do to completely upset the apple cart is to go after blue dog Democrat purple state gun ownership in states where people hunt and people like to protect their castles. And that has actually even been mused upon in mainstream circles, that maybe this isn't such a good idea. I mean, my advice would be for any party or any politician is to stick to, you know, what you're for, not so much what you're against. So this fear, of course, being used to fundraise, to divide you amongst your people, when the debate itself is empty. We'll talk a little bit about that when we get back a little bit more. You're listening to the Power Hour. I'm Jack Plus. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Again, I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun, sitting in today. And I believe your host Daniel should be back on Monday. Another guest host will be with you tomorrow. Glad you guys are out there listening. You can just, again, put me in any search engine, Jack Blood, and or go to jackbloodshow.com, find out more about what I do on a regular basis. I'm really honored to be with you guys today and to be on this show, a stalwart, a show that I came up with, and something I'm very happy, as always, to contribute to. I was on the GCN Network myself for 3 years in this very time slot. And I thought we accomplished quite a bit back in the day. Lots of breaking news coming. Here I am basically saying, don't believe anything the news says. I'm not really saying that because we can read between the lines, but it's getting harder and harder to report news and to know what's true anymore, and I'm sure that's all part of the perilous program to, again, keep us running around like chickens with our heads cut off. We're talking about guns. Who isn't? Talking about gun control. Who isn't? Talking about the national debate about firearms, which rears its ugly head after every horrible and tragic mass shooting. And, yeah, I'm one of those people that believe the kids are actually dead and injured. And you can call me a kook for that. Maybe you think I'm a little gullible. I like to see evidence. So evidence to me isn't somebody smiling funny or a kid who wants to grow up to be a propagandist or a cop who's taking a leadership role for the children at the school here. You know, I think a lot of people are so used to being lied to that even the flat earth has become a very big issue in recent years. And I assume that some of you, like me, believe that this is possible disinformation used to, you know, discredit us, quite frankly, because I remember after the Sandy Hook shooting, and, you know, we knew people there, and I interviewed some of the surviving people and did a lot of research and homework on that, and you know, there were a lot of problems with that shooting and things that we were hot on the trail for. Same thing with the Aurora, Colorado shooting. We call it the Batman Rising shooting, kind of in a way connected to the Sandy Hook shooting. Same thing with the Boston bombing, where, yes, they did have crisis actors. Yes, they did have a fake bomb. They literally had told people in advance that they were going to be doing a mock bombing of the Boston bombing at the time. But one of the bombs was real. Thus, people are injured. And I think it's kind of an Occam's razor issue for me. The simplest answer is usually true. So either you have nutcases running around wanting to hurt people for whatever reason, or you have a group of people who like to find ways to pull these things off, a.k.a. a false flag, in order to control people and to control an agenda. But again, we look at who benefits from these things. So right now, some of you are very mad at me, I understand. I'll listen to you in the second hour, and you can make your case here. And what we know about this particular shooting so far. So the gun manufacturers obviously are benefiting. More guns and more ammunition have been sold in this country. In fact, the prospects of disarming America seem rather daunting. I don't think anyone cares, because using the fear in order to control you and to raise donations for their causes seems to be first and foremost of the actual agenda. But gun manufacturers have done very, very well. Obviously, this works the same for the foreign wars, wars for resources, wars for Global Corp, as I say, because they scare you into believing that the Syrians might be bad. This is why we drone attack and bomb and kill women and children. It just has to be done. Let's not think about it, though, when we have something like that happen in a small scale here on the front lines of the large U, United States de facto government, United States of America, people get very upset. And that, of course, is a pretty good display right there of cognitive dissonance. Many of you have heard that term. It is quite simply described as holding two opposing ideas at the same time. So this would be, for instance, the Democrat or the Black Lives Matter people who might be saying, hey, we need to get all the guns off the streets. Keeping in mind that the Black Panthers, in this case, you know, were good at protecting themselves and protecting themselves against the state. Another reason why people believe that owning firearms is a very valued, not only tradition, but a right listed into the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. But if you want people disarmed, but yet you're complaining, rightly so, about police abuse and police shooting our citizens in the street, then why would you want only the police armed? So that would be a good example of holding these two opposing ideas at the same time, this cognitive dissonance, right? So what do we have now in this? Where are we? Well, people talking about the CNN scripted town hall meeting. Hey, if you want to buy us, you know you're going to get it at CNN, or actually, let's face it, at any of the major networks. If you hear about it and it seems well-funded, you can be pretty sure there's some kind of built-in bias, even if that bias is to get listeners and keep listeners or viewers or readers any possible way they can. This is their own form of fundraising, quite frankly. And again, we're back to voting with your money. We are now faced with the prospects of Republicans for gun control legislation. Now, I'm not quite clear on the legalities of this, but how can a president simply tell his attorney general, the marijuana-hating Jeff Sessions in this case, your top cop, to begin banning bump stocks for your rifle, turning your rifle into an automatic rifle? Of course, this in lieu of the very messy, what I believe to be a false flag in Las Vegas. I assume that you could write an executive order. That executive order can then be challenged by the courts or challenged even by Congress. As we saw, many of President Obama's executive orders went unfulfilled. They were almost ceremonial in nature. That there is a separation of powers in government, and we do not have a king or a dictator, and that Trump wouldn't logically have that power. Now, if I'm to understand that he has sent the message down to the Attorney General Jeff Sessions to begin going after people with the bump stocks, and it's not already illegal, and it's, I don't believe it is, how is that happening? Wouldn't that have to go to a vote? And another thing that's been floated out there is that no more firearm rights for people who aren't at least 21 years old. That's right, you heard it. You're able to go to war, but you're not able to own a firearm. You're able to go to war, you're not able to buy a beer. This is something Florida Senator Marco Rubio is for. Something that I guess Trump has mused about as well, that somehow this will stop the violence. Nothing will stop the violence unless violence is ceased to be used as an example. In other words, our state, the government, this government and other governments, as the great comedian Bill Hicks used to say, all governments are liars and murderers. This is why, again, we cherish our Second Amendment right here. That a government that constantly uses violence against its people and other peoples is a very bad parent. So if this is what our children are learning, and this is what we as citizens are learning, and this is the example made for us, will the violence ever stop? And so this is where we get to a point where what kind of consciousness, I know this is going to sound a little new age to you maybe, but we have a consciousness. We have an individual and a collective consciousness. If the individual and collective consciousness lives in a violent consciousness, then we will see more and more and more violence. Coincidentally enough, the violence always comes, public violence always comes in droves. It always comes in threes or fours or fives, and almost always at the time when police and inter-bureau deep state agencies, such as the Alphabet agencies, are re-upping their budgets. See, they have to justify their jobs. And so if we're talking about, well, the other guy wants to do this to me, and the other guy wants to do this to me, and we're fighting each other over these kind of vague issues of what it means to own a firearm, or what it means to be free in America, or what the Constitution actually says. By the way, if you look at the Ninth Amendment, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, it says, you know, we as individuals have certain rights, and that the Constitution cannot be construed to say otherwise. We'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi there, Pharmacist Ben here. Have you checked your ECS lately? New Pharma has. We're scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. As an advocate of New Pharma, let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite control, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune functioning. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of nature's best anti-inflammatories. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at newpharma.com, G-N-U-P-H-A-R-M-A.com. New Pharma, the science of nutrition. Your path of wellness begins here.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, we are back, and welcome to the Power Hour. I want to remind you again, go check out thepowerhour.com for all the specials at the Power Mall right now. If you spend $150, they're going to give you 15% off on your next purchase, so that will be your big purchase. Everything you need, one-stop shopping at thepowerhour.com. Again, I'm Jack Blood, your radio god, as always, sitting in here today for the Power Hour. Thank you for having me. I'm going to open up the phones here in the second hour and try to get to a bunch of news, but have been, you know, kind of on a rolling rant for the first hour. That's, I guess, what talk radio is about in many shapes and forms. Hoping to kind of flesh away, just kind of edge out some of the corners of this big gun debate that has been going on all around us and everywhere, but never the real issues, never the real pinpoint issues of what gun ownership is really about in this country. Just a lot of fear-mongering and a lot of politics, which is something we try to stay away from like the plague. A good way to divide yourself off from what you're communicating with and need to work with and pull together with, and that is the political debate, which is set up in a doomed-to-fail scenario here. So we got to be very careful of that. But one of the things I remember saying back in 2016 is I was, you know, attempting to predict the elections. I can tell you and admit to happily, I guess, that I did not think Trump was going to win the election. I pretty much thought it was fixed in many ways for Hillary, as Trump kept reminding me. The impossibilities of electing somebody that had never held office before. This has never been done in this country. Someone who had not been in the military and a private businessman to the highest office in the land, I thought was almost an impossible feat. Now, how that happened is certainly something we can discuss. But one thing I was telling people and why I was predicting a Republican win in the beginning until I saw that Trump got the nomination was there are certain things that Republicans can do that Democrats can't do and vice versa, right? So for 8 years, the Obama administration was doing everything it could to put limits on gun ownership. And it was a brilliant failure. Right. Because there was so much opposition, so much money against it. And, you know, a good chunk of the legislators, Republican would never it's a kiss of death, which I think Rubio might find out the next time. Wasn't working, though it always works. And now we're been doing the show on a telephone, and maybe that was triangulated. Are we hitting a nerve? So when I begin talking about how Republicans are the ones that push through the gun legislation, not the Democrats, how the Democrats are generally the ones that, do a great job feeding Wall Street and not the Republicans, all of a sudden, we begin having issues communicating with the network. I don't know. I'm sure it's just a big, giant coincidence. So this will be a question for you guys as we actually do go to break for the second hour. Is that something you support? Now, I realize many of you would have voted for Trump for two reasons. He's not Hillary, and you just want chaos. Why I believe WikiLeaks and others might have supported Trump, because it certainly has brought about political chaos in this country, which, of course, leads to instability and confusion, certainly something that any number of people around the world might seek to benefit from. Order out of chaos, right? There's a vacuum, and that's a vacuum, by the way, we can fill. If we get to the solutions part of the dialectic, we know that a vacuum will be filled, that it's already planned to be filled by the usual suspects. And if we ourselves fill that vacuum, and we fill it on behalf of freedom, of peace, of justice, then we'll have a better world. That's certainly true. So, but I'd be interested to know, if you did support Trump, is there a line in the sand? At some point, are you looking at it going, wait a minute, this isn't what I was asking for? Also, the debate on guns would include, should we arm our teachers? I know teachers, and it's funny because they actually don't want to see their fellow teachers armed. They think, generally, most of these fellow teachers are insane and shouldn't be carrying guns, which I think is very telling when we're talking about our public school system. But if it's me, and I'm a teacher, I don't want to go to school without some kind of protection. I don't want to go to a school where it says gun-free zone on a sign outside the school. I don't want to work in a soft Target, wherever that might be, if it's a mall or a store or a street corner or a public school. And at some point, you know, we're going to have to address this and other issues. One thing that we could get into as we, you know, begin talking in the second hour is everything they had on this kid Cruz down in Florida, because this is a guy just like Devin Kelly, the church shooter in Texas, if you remember him, who was setting off all the alarm bells. Everything that is out there to protect you against some of these lunatics failed. So if the system is continually incompetent, why would we give them more money and more power, which is exactly what they want here? And we have to begin asking ourselves that question. And why aren't we having the debate of why wasn't something done ahead?
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.